This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Afghan election officials say only about 20% of the country's more than 9 million eligible voters cast ballots in the presidential election. The Taliban had warned voters to stay home or risk being hurt. The insurgents did carry out some attacks, authorities say, but were blocked from conducting any major violence. Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reports.
The capital was one of at least four cities hit by explosions, including a polling center. All of the attacks were small scale because of a strong and very public security presence, but there were multiple casualties, including at least one death. Of almost 5,000 polling centers, some 400 were also closed because they were inside Taliban territory. And the Election Commission reported that it couldn't establish communications with about 900 centers, although it gave no details to where or why. 12 candidates are vying for the presidency in this vote, but it's likely to come down to incumbent President Ashraf Ghani or his former deputy Abdullah Abdullah.
That was Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reporting. The results of the election are expected October 19th. Voting is underway in Austria's parliamentary election. Today's vote comes 4 months after a corruption scandal brought down ex-chancellor Sebastian Kurz's coalition government. This voter saying he is hoping for a stable government that will last 5 years or more. More than 6 million voters, ages 16 and up, are eligible to cast ballots in the election. The UN Refugee Agency and Libya's Coast Guard says a boat carrying at least 50 Europe-bound migrants has capsized in the Mediterranean Sea off Libya. This is VOA News. Syria is reserving the right to take action if the U.S. and Turkey don't withdraw their forces immediately. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Addressing the U.N. General Assembly through a translator, Syrian Foreign Minister Walid al-Mualim says the U.S. and Turkey maintain an illegal military presence in northern Syria and must leave.
Should they refuse, we have the right to take any and all countermeasures authorized under international law.
Syria's civil war has been going on for 8 years, and while most of the country has returned to government control, the oil-rich northeast is held by U.S.-backed Kurdish groups, and rebels still hold part of the northwest. I'm Julie Walker.
Hong Kong police fired tear gas and pepper spray to break up anti-government protesters on Sunday. The clashes in the Causeway Bay shopping district followed another night of violent showdowns with police after weeks of pro-democracy unrest. Reuters' Emma McCarthy reports.
Police fired water cannon and pepper spray at protesters in Hong Kong on Saturday night as demonstrators threw rocks and blocked a key road next to a rally near the local headquarters of China's People's Liberation Army. Protesters also shone lasers at a helicopter overhead as the demonstrations, which started out peaceful early Saturday, then turned violent. Saturday marked 5 years since the student-led umbrella protests, which gripped Hong Kong for 79 days.
That was Reuters' Emma McCarthy. Billionaire entrepreneur Elon Musk unveiled the latest iteration of his space company's newly assembled Starship. The rocket is the centerpiece of SpaceX's quest to launch humans to the moon and Mars.
We're faced with a choice. Which future do you want? Do you want the future where we become a space-faring civilization and are in many worlds and out there among the stars, or one where we are forever confined to Earth? And I say it is the first. And I hope you agree with me.
Musk is predicting the rocket's first orbital flight could come in the next 6 months, followed by missions to space with humans aboard next year. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said on Sunday he would not resign to avoid having to delay Brexit beyond the end of October. Johnson has vowed to take Britain out of the EU with or without a deal, despite Parliament passing a law which would require him to ask for an extension to the Brexit deadline if lawmakers have not approved a deal. He has said he would rather be dead in a ditch than request a delay. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.